Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons? And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, and the uprightness of thy ways? So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. What is my strength that I should hope? And what is mine end that I should prolong my life? My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. The waters wear the stones, thou washest away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? He hath destroyed me on every side, and I am gone, and mine hope hath he removed like a tree. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he hath gained, when God taketh away his soul? If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, Thou art my confidence, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy to deliver their souls. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. Hope deferred maketh a heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way, yet saidst thou not, there is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine hand, therefore thou wast not grieved. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidst, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. O the hope of Israel, the Saviour thereof in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? What? Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Be not a terror unto me, thou art my hope in the day of evil. And they said, there is no hope. But we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his evil heart. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Lord saith, and the Lord hath not sent them. And they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Now when she saw that she had waited and her hope was lost, then she took another of her whelps and made him a young lion. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you, to see you, and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Or saith he altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure.